Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Hey, y'all. I'm Constance Shelby, registered dietitian, nutritionist, wife, mama, and owner of Perfect Fit Nutrition, where I've helped thousands of women lose weight eating the foods that they love. All right, so today we are going to talk about something that I know is very frustrating to many of you, and it is losing weight and keeping it off. Okay, so I know everybody is out there looking for that magic bullet for weight loss. Everybody's looking to that next best thing. What's the newest, coolest, more expensive program out there that's going to make all my weight loss dreams come true? But unfortunately, so many people search forever, go through periods of thinking where they found the next best thing, and they even see results from it, right? Just to wind up disappointed and even more frustrated with your attempts to try to lose weight. I mean, this is not the episode, but that constant yo-yo cycle in itself causes us to feel extra frustration around our bodies, around our weight loss, and makes us feel even more like a failure across the board in life. And so today I really just want to talk about three things that we really need to be able to lose weight and keep it off for good, okay? In turn, allowing you to stop running to every next best thing, and also in turn, allowing you to get rid of that failure mentality and feel better about yourself, not just, you know, physically and, you know, wearing a smaller pant size, but just proving to yourself that, like, you can start something and succeed at it and keep it up, you know. So today I'm going to share three of my top tips that I use with myself and with my clients for losing weight and keeping it off. All right, so the first one that I want to talk about is knowledge, okay? I feel like the beginning of a weight loss journey is knowledge, okay? The beginning of a lasting weight loss journey is knowledge, because you cannot walk into a lifestyle change, okay? And so I use the word lifestyle change a lot in my programs and just on my platforms in general, but this does not mean changing your life to fit what someone else says you should do. A lifestyle change truly is learning the basics of weight loss, nutrition, you know, foods and how they affect your body, and then applying it to your life in the best way that you can at that time. And you know, different seasons of life, like if you're a mom of a bunch of littles and you're at home all the time, that application is going to look way different than when you are now a mom of a bunch of teenagers running the road all the time. And our lives are always changing. And so you need to have that good foundation of knowledge about food and weight loss and your body and how it responds to things scientifically and personally, to then be able to apply it effectively. Okay. And so let me give you, I just want to kind of pause it here and explain what knowledge really means. Okay. Because a lot of us are running to diet programs that are giving you quote unquote knowledge, but really they're just telling you how they did it. Okay, Susie gets on the screen and tells you how she lost 100 pounds and it was by, you know, eating a shake for breakfast and having a packaged meal for lunch and then having a balanced meal at dinner. And, you know, this is how Susie did it. Okay. And so that is not knowledge. That is someone else's experience. And the diet industry is so saturated with people selling their experience as knowledge. And while it sounds so awesome and so good in the moment, it is the reason that you are failing on your own weight loss journey. Excuse me while I'm sweating over here talking about this. This gets me so fired up, okay? Because Susie's journey, sure, you might grab some great tips from her on how to apply it for your own journey, but that is not knowledge, sis. That is not facts, okay? And so for you to be able to lose weight, keep it off, maintain it, all the things, you do not need to know Susie's 12-step process for how she lost weight, her routine and her exercise habits and how she got her water in. No, ma'am. You need to know what these things do for the body scientifically, okay? You need to know why Susie may have chosen to have, you know, a high fiber lunch. Well, it's because fiber keeps her fuller, okay? You need to know why Susie chooses a protein shake in the morning. That may be because she works out and she needs to feed her muscles after. So you need to know the reasons behind the choices that people make, so that in turn, you can make your own flipping choices, okay? So many programs are selling you their routine, their meal plan, their habits, their ideas, but they are not giving you the foundation of nutrition and wellness. And okay, the foundation, the true foundation, now good Lord Almighty, you can go find any kind of book that's been written by any kind of, quote, you know, self-proclaimed expert about their reason for why, you know, paleo is best, or why high, you know, only high protein foods are best, or why carb cycling is best, or why intermittent fasting is best, okay? But I am talking about the knowledge that is repeated time and time again through history, like tons and tons of research done on tons and tons of bodies, okay? And until you can find more than five self-proclaimed science-based evidence, you know, books or articles on a topic, it is not even worth your time to consume. Okay, and so I am talking about knowledge being the basis of nutrition, how calories work in our body, how carbs, fat, protein affect our body, how fiber affects your body, why you need to seek out certain vitamins and minerals because the body doesn't make it, okay? Why it's important to take in protein after a workout, why it matters to know what your body is doing during menopause, during postpartum, during any type of physical change, okay? And what's happening there and why that matters to your weight loss goals and your overall health goals. This is the knowledge that I'm talking about. You need to fill your brain with information that matters that you can then apply to yourself, but you do not need to fill your brain with the next best, you know, cleanse trend just because somebody said so. Okay, so hear me loud and clear on the difference between knowledge, because in today's world of TikTok, Instagram, you know, just any Joe Blow off the street claiming themselves as an expert because they, you know, went viral dancing in front of a screen, it is hard. It is hard to determine the difference between what is true information and what is just experience-related information, okay? So knowledge. You need to know it so you can apply it to your own life, okay? And then you can begin to walk in that way to reach that lifestyle that you need to design around your own, you know, habits, schedules, etc. Okay. And that is not going to look like Susie's, because Susie is not you. So the first time that I really like recognized this about myself was, you know, again, in college. And so I think in a, on a previous episode, I mentioned how, you know, I was a buyer into of all the fads, just like anybody else, you know, in high school and then starting college. And even when I was in, like, I guess I was in junior college, I was still a pre-nursing major. I went to a junior college here first before I went on to Mississippi State. And I took a class called nutrition, and I was so pumped about it. It was just like the basics of nutrition, and I'm pretty sure any health, you know, major has to take the basic class. And so I was so excited to take this class as like a sophomore in college or whatever, because to me, I thought I was about to go learn like the secrets. Like, I'm going to go learn all there is to know about how people can truly lose weight. I was so pumped because I was getting ready to just, you know, dive into all the information that was going to fix all my problems at that point. And so, yeah, I got into nutrition and I learned it. Okay. I learned it and I did not like what I was learning in there. I loved the class, but the information I felt like was too vague. I mean, she just educated us on each vitamin, each mineral, why it was important, on the macronutrients. Like, it was just a very vague overview of nutrition. And so to me, I'm like, okay, this is not telling me exactly what I need to eat at exactly what time of the day. And so I was super salty about that. But I really enjoyed the class, and I really enjoyed, you know, the thought of pursuing nutrition even further, like learning more and more about it, probably because I was not satisfied with what I learned in there. I thought, okay, maybe if I take nutrition 2, then they'll teach me exactly what to eat when. But, you know, that's when I decided to change my major and become, you know, go down this path of nutrition. And so even into, you know, the, like our specialty courses in, you know, my junior and senior year at Mississippi State, I still was learning just about nutrition, but no one was telling me exactly how to put it all together. Like, no one was telling me exactly what to do, say, eat, whatever, to reach the perfect body. And I will say that even after college, I spent a great deal of time trying to like find that secret answer, trying to find that magic bullet. And I mean, after college, into my internship, I mean, of course, I was surrounded by nutrition professionals, y'all, like surrounded. And so let this be a loud and clear newsflash. Here's a little extra tidbit on today's episode. Just because you know a dietitian, or you know a nutrition expert, or you follow one on social media or whatever, that does not mean that they know what the heck that they're doing. Okay. And I say this with like so much love. Like, I'm not, I don't mean to like, I don't know, just be negative in this way. Everyone is on their own path. Okay. Everyone is on their own journey. Everyone struggles with their own inner demons. And so some of the things that I noticed amongst nutrition professionals specifically is they were like bordering the other side of healthy. You know, like there's an extreme one way where we just kind of like eat all the foods and don't care about anything. And then there's an extreme the other way where like you're almost flirting with disordered eating, or just having super, you know, a good bit of control over your food. And I'm not sitting here saying that every there are so many very healthy, very, you know, well-rounded nutrition professionals out there. I am not saying that. But what I am saying is that when I was in my internship and still really learning like my career and learning, you know, how others operated in the space, And I was looking to dietitians to my left, to my right. I was looking to dietitians who were ahead of me in life. And I was even looking at some students that I interned, you know, that I was a GA for. Like, there were some really unhealthy eating habits going on all across the board. And I was struggling so hard to find my place there. Okay, because I would see so-and-so only eat, you know, she would bring her salad in her container with her, you know, just balsamic vinegar as dressing, and that was her lunch. And so I would watch her eat her only salad, and then, like, I had a ham sandwich, and I felt like, oh, my gosh, I'm doing it wrong. Because remember, I just said, like, I was still searching for the exact answer, even though I had all the knowledge. I mean, I could calculate a TPN. I could, you know, tell you anything you needed to know about the chemical makeup of any molecule of any food. I mean, it was, oh gosh, all chemistry almost killed me. But I mean, I could create a presentation for a cafeteria staff. I could multiply out a recipe for two and make it a recipe for 100 to serve 100 people. I mean, I could do so many things, and I knew so many things across the nutrition board, but I was still secretly searching for that exact answer for myself, for how to just be the skinniest, best, healthiest person I could be. So when I was surrounded by these other, you know, nutrition professionals and nutrition students, it was very easy to look to them for their tips and tricks, their habits, their, you know, what were they doing over there, you know? And so I learned very quickly that, actually, it wasn't quickly. I learned painfully and you know, with a lot of frustration and heartache, that other people's methods were not going to get me anywhere. And so, because it wasn't mine, and I didn't want a salad with balsamic vinegar as the dressing, like, freaking gross. I mean, you know, and so I learned that, you know, I would try what she was doing. I would bring my salad with balsamic vinegar next. I mean, I told y'all about how, one of these previous episodes, how I tried to be eat black bean burgers at one point in my life. I mean, I tried all these different things, but nothing ever stuck. And so when I think about people now, like when I think about my clients and just literally anybody listening, and I think about the state of confusion and heartache that I was in during that time of my life, because I felt so frustrated. I was just wanting the answers. Like, I really did want to do better, be better, but like, I was constantly getting conflicting information. And then beyond that, I was constantly feeling frustrated at my failures, you know? And so I think about that though, and I'm grateful because I did have the knowledge. I did have the foundation of nutrition. Like, I did know the true facts about nutrition. And so, my God, I cannot imagine to be someone in this world today who literally follows one account that says carbs are the devil and then follows another account that says eat all the carbs. I mean, you know, I cannot imagine it, because you are literally, it's like a ping pong ball. Like, what do I believe? Where do I go? What do I do? You know? And so I am telling you that you will never, ever, ever, ever sustain a weight loss, or, you know, a stay on a weight loss program in general. You will never lose the weight and keep it off if you do not have the knowledge for yourself. If you do not have a foundation that you can put 2 feet in and say, listen, crazy, like, I know you think I need to survive off of lemon juice and celery juice and water for 8 days to cleanse my body, but I know that my liver does that for me. Thank you. Amen. Okay. You will never be able to stay on your path if you do not have a foundation that you can cement your feet to while you're walking that walk. Okay. And so that is a long version of my first tip, and that is, you need the knowledge. You need that knowledge to be able to lose that weight for good. Okay. My second one is, you need patience. Okay, so even aside from all that I just talked about knowing the things and you know, knowing exactly what to do for you, learning how, you know, your body works best and things that you're not going to live without and then things that you're going to be able to implement so that you can still see that weight loss, like all that, once you get all that down, patience is what comes next. Okay, because even with that knowledge, sometimes our body just does not want to act right. Okay, so you've got to, again, it goes back to the knowledge. You've got to go back to your foundation that you know to be true, something that makes your heart sing, something that tells you, like, I know I'm on the right path with this. You've got to be able to go back there so that you can stay rooted in your beliefs and continue to walk forward with that patience. Okay, I Googled before we started this podcast, I Googled the definition of patience, and it is putting up with pains or hardships calmly or without complaint, showing calm self-control. All right, so calm, I think it's hilarious how calm is in here twice, but it's not always calm, right? Sometimes it literally is irritating and you want to cry and you want to, you know, go lock yourself in the pantry and eat a sleeve of Oreos or whatever. And like, that's okay too. You're still being patient if you get back up and do it again. You get back up and try your best, you know, tomorrow, that kind of thing. And so, but the definition means putting up with the pains or the hardships and then having that self-control, knowing that if I just keep going, if I just keep walking, I have that foundation, I have that knowledge, I know that this is going to turn out for good. Okay. And so I went through this twice at least. I mean, my gosh, I know I've gone through it several other times in my life, but the two times that I remember most recently are trying to lose my baby weight. I mean, with Sarah Mason, I gained 50 pounds. That is a story for another day. I mean, I just felt like that child needed all the food. Like, I felt like she needed to be so comfortable in there. But I gained 50 pounds. And that meant I had 50 pounds to lose when it was all over with. And then with Glory, I gained around 30, 32 pounds or something with Glory. And it was, I kept myself a little, like, smaller during that pregnancy. But, of course, a healthy small. But because of that, it seemed to crawl. The weight loss afterwards seemed to crawl even slower. Okay. And so I remember with both girls, I breastfed. And so people told me that the weight was just going to fall off, right? Like, oh my gosh, you're breastfeeding. And I know people where it really did. Like, the weight just fell off of them. I mean, it was insane. But for me, I lost that initial, like, 10 pounds or something coming out of the hospital, and then the weight did not fall off. It felt like I was literally wrestling my body every day trying to lose a pound, you know? And so the way that my body worked through both pregnancies, okay, and so I think this is so important for anyone to kind of know that even though the science says, you know, like, if you get your recommended calories and macros to lose weight or whatnot, like, and it'll say, okay, you got to eat, you know, 1,500 calories a day to lose a pound and a half or something, you know, depending on your height and weight and all that, it'll be different. But you get those numbers and you think, okay, this is my roadmap. I've got to eat 1,500 calories a day. And then when I weigh on Friday, I should be a pound and a half down. And then you get on the scale on Friday, and that is not the case, right? And so sometimes our bodies don't, I mean, we wish they would, right? Like, we wish we could put in this mathematical equation and it spit out the exact answer that we're looking for, but that's not always the case. And so my body did this very, very severely during both weight loss attempts with my kids, is I would stick to my calories and macros and do all the things I felt like I should be doing at that time of my life with, you know, like an infant. But I would stall out for weeks at a time. Like, I would stall for 4 weeks at a time. I would stay at the exact same weight. It was infuriating and so frustrating. But then, like, on week 5 or whatever, I would lose like 3 pounds in a week. So then what does that do? It's such a mind game, because it's like, oh my God, I lost 3 pounds this week. So let me keep doing good. And then I'll lose 3 pounds next week. And then what would happen the next 3 or 4 weeks? I would stay at that same weight. And so, you know, I haven't looked off into this enough to figure it out, other than our bodies are just our bodies. They respond differently. They fight back, y'all. We are designed. Our bodies are not designed to lose weight. Our bodies are designed to hold on to that fat, hold on to everything we got in there, to use it in case we need it. You know, back to, again, I think I've talked about this already, like our ancestors, like they didn't get regular meals and snacks. And so our bodies were designed to store everything how it needs to be stored so that it can use it later. And that means fat too. And so sometimes our body just doesn't do what it looks like it should do on paper in black and white. And I think this is so important to just kind of bring to the surface, because this is when people tend to give up. They're like, you know, it's been 3 weeks and they haven't lost a pound, even though they're still doing everything they feel like they should be doing. And they're like, well, this doesn't work for me. You know, I hear that so much about just other things. It didn't work for me. And I'm like, you didn't give it a chance to work. You know what I mean? You've got to push through the struggle. You've got to. Just because you lost 4 pounds of water weight on your first week doesn't mean that you're going to lose 4 pounds of true fat your second. And again, that goes back to having that knowledge so that you can be patient in it when it's the thick of it and it sucks. You know, you can remember, I know this about, you know, my body. I know this about bodies in general. I know this about everything around how I'm eating and how I'm doing it right. So I can be patient through this lag that I'm experiencing. All right. And so then the last one that I want to hit on today is the last, and I feel like the most important, I don't know, they're all pretty freaking important, but probably for our mental health, the most important thing that we need in a weight loss journey and to keep the weight off and all that is grace. Okay, and grace is my anthem. It is the anthem I holler at my clients. Like, we are all about some grace around here. And grace means being kind and forgiving to yourself. Okay. So like messing up without beating yourself up. Okay. Giving yourself permission that it's okay not to be perfect. Because again, like a lot of times we start our weight loss journeys thinking we're going to get it together. We're going to be better. We're going to do better. And then when like something happens and we don't, you know, or we feel like we quote unquote blow it, well, that's when, you know, we give up completely. And so grace is saying, hey, sis, you may not have had the best day today, but that's okay. You can still, you know, get back at it tomorrow. And you're forgiven. Like, God already forgave you. And so you can forgive your freaking self too. You know, you're forgiven for that mess up. So why are you trying to punish yourself for not being perfect? Because no one is. You know, and so this is, I have experienced, you know, battles with grace giving for myself off and on my entire life, even currently. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that I have not mastered even still. It is a reminder that I have to give myself every day, especially, my goodness, being a mama, y'all. I mean, I so desperately want to be a certain type of mother, and then when I show my not so ideal self as a mom, it is so hard for me to offer myself grace in those moments. But I mean, even in the past, again, when I was trying to really figure out my way of how I'm going to, you know, approach nutrition and weight loss. Cause again, when I was talking earlier about the knowledge, no one gave me the cookie cutter plan that I was looking for. So I had to figure it out myself, you know, or no, excuse me. There were plenty of cookie cutter plans out there, but none of them were what I wanted them to look like. You know, none of them were anything that worked for me. And so when I was trying to figure that out for myself, oh my gosh, there was so much grace that had to be given, until eventually it was me saying, okay, this specific path, this specific avenue, this specific food that you've committed to eating a lot of, it ain't working for you, you know? And so I think there's something beautiful about being able to give yourself grace, because you also are allowing yourself to step into like learning and accepting, saying, okay, I have had to forgive myself 10 times this week for not eating the salad. Maybe salad just doesn't need to be on my personal, you know, goals for right now. Maybe I need to try something else, you know. And so really that by stepping in and saying, okay, I'm going to allow myself to give myself grace and to forgive myself, instead of getting in that nasty headspace of like, you suck, you're never going to, you know, do this. You're saying, okay, it is okay. You are forgiven. Now, how can we go from here? What can we do from here? Should we just try this exact, you know, action step or goal again? Or should we maybe tweak it a little bit? Or is life just a little too heavy for me right now to even approach that? Like, you are able to then start making more sound decisions and more effective decisions for you as an individual that will help you on your journey to losing the weight or whatever it may be. And so I really adopted this grace mentality when I was working a full-time job. I was working for a nonprofit. And my hard work allowed me to climb the ladder pretty quickly, considering I was like a young 20-something. But the ladder climb came with a lot more responsibility, and it was responsibility that I, number one, was not ready for, like probably emotionally and professionally, but number two, I like felt lost in, like, again, there was no manual for me. No one was telling me how to manage people or do, like, oh my gosh, billing. Like, y'all, I did not know how to balance a checkbook till I was too old. I should have known way sooner how to balance a checkbook. Like, billing and financial management type stuff is just not my jam. And then next thing you know, because I did so well at my job and climbed the ladder so well, I was planning budgets for like $1 million grants down to the cent. You know what I mean? These were things that did not come easy to me, and they were very stressful because I wanted to be perfect. I wanted to be perfect in every single thing that I do. I'm a type A, and so that is still very hard for me to not try to be perfect. And so learning grace was a huge, huge impact for me, and it did not happen overnight. I mean, I spent days just like quoting grace, not perfection, grace, great, you know, give yourself grace. Like, I just kept on with that in my head because I had to, or otherwise I was going to lose my mind. And so I'm just here to say that grace is a really great place to start. If you feel like you are always failing, you are always messing up, you can't seem to get it right. I know it doesn't feel like grace is the best place to start. I know it feels like you need to like get a better daily planner or like a cuter to-do list pad or whatever, but really it is just the grace, okay? And so really practicing those, and we will talk about some ways to practice grace on here for sure. But for now, just know that if you are feeling like, oh my gosh, I cannot catch a break, I am never going to do anything well enough, I'm never going to be perfect enough, I would say to look for grace first. Because at the end of the day, you know, remember, we're all imperfect people. You know, we are all imperfect people. And a lot of us tend to want to start something new or whatever, trying to follow rules to be perfect. And that is just never going to be the case. So it's always grace. And with that, we are going to wrap it up today. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. And remember, as you go throughout your day, your week, your month, say grace first. Have an awesome day. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!